Stepping out of the plane onto the tarmac here in Warsaw, there are three objectives.
To get as close to the war zone as possible, to see and hear about the reality of the war, and to understand why Poland had become so involved.
As deadly, chaotic, and destructive as this war has been, it took a turn on October 3rd that no one saw coming.
The office of Speaker of the House of the United States House of Representatives is hereby declared vacant.
The U.S. Congress basically shut down, threatening to close off Ukraine's biggest source of military munitions, intelligence, and money. This was thought to be a temporary setback, but what happened 4 days later triggered a geopolitical earthquake that shifted the world's attention. At 7:45 a.m. local time on October 7, the Russian army attacked the village of Belinki. At the very same time, a massacre was shaking the world to its core. The terrorist group Hamas launched an attack on Israel.
A terrorist operation slaughtering civilians.
Hans Jacob Schindler, senior director at the Counter-Extremism Project. Ultimately, more than 1,400 Israelis were killed. More than 3,000 were wounded, and more than 200 kidnapped.
The scenes are horrible. You wouldn't even believe seeing the evidence.
Aviva Raz Schechter, a senior ambassador in Israel's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, says they can't get the images out of their heads.
Children tied with their hands and being burned, heads being chopped.
That massacre took the world's attention away and support for Ukraine. And coming up in my next report, the cruel paradox forcing the world to choose between two of the most horrific events in the last 100 years. J.J. Green, WTOP News.